In order to do that, it's necessary first to untie the knots at the channel centers. In brief, the essential meaning is that it's necessary to stop all of the other coarser winds and consciousnesses. What one is doing is using techniques of the path to stop the coarser winds and consciousnesses, thereby causing the mind of clear light to become manifest. If one is able to use this subtle mind of clear light as a consciousness, if one is able to transform it into an exalted wisdom consciousness, directly realizing emptiness, then one simultaneously gets rid of both the artificial. Both the artificial and the innate conceptions of inherent existence. When one actualizes or manifests that subtle mind of clear light, one can easily make use of factors for actualizing, what do you say, factors which serve as the substantial causes of a Buddha's body.
Yeah, yeah.
So that takes care of Tantra, doesn't
it?
So now in Tibet, there were mainly four orders, Nyingma, Sakya, Gagyu, and Gelu. All of these, from the point of view of their view, are prasangika. And our paths of a union of method and wisdom, sutra and tantra. And are all systems emphasizing practice of highest yoga tantra. Now, what is the difference between them? There is a difference sometimes by way of time, history, and some by way of where they put their emphasis. In this way, their traditions have come to be a little different. But when a person who knows these systems well looks at it, their basis is just the same. There isn't time to explain the details of this. If one gradually studies, one will understand.
I think that was 3:30 somewhere. That is
not. So it's 3:30, isn't it?
Oh yeah. That does change a lot. That the engine in third charge. Come along.
So that finishes everything.
Now I'm really, you see, how to say, very very glad. How to say to explain something about this Buddhism, which we Tibetan practice and preserve for so many years. You see, I think now you can know that when I say Tibetan Buddhism is complete form of Buddhism, I usually say. Now, after you listen to my lecture, you can feel this is sort of, you see, complete form of Buddhism. We practice Hinayana teachings, and also we practice the Mahayana, you see, sutra. And on top of that, we also practice all the, let's say, the Tantriyana, including Mahanuttara Yoga Tantriyana. So, you see, in reality, the Tibetan Buddhism is not something semi-Buddhism, but in fact a full, complete form of Buddhism. Now you see my last word. You see, as a practitioner, Buddhist practitioner, we must practice, you see, sincerely, as much as we can. If we cannot, it's a different matter, but within our own, you see, how to say, reach, it is very, very, very necessary and very, very useful to practice, to implement. The teaching remain in book, no value. Teaching, you see, absorb and practice, then you can really feel what is the emptiness mean, emptiness. Now, for example, you see, according to my own experience, when I start emptiness, you see, though the word emptiness is repeated 100 times each day, but just a word. When you practice, implement, think, then gradually that word becomes something more weight. And you see, it also, influence entire your outlook towards the problem, towards the happiness, towards the suffering. So it is very useful. So for a practitioner, it is very important to practice these things. And then for a Christian, again, you see, same, you must practice your own, you see, teaching. At the same time, you see, a certain point which I, you see, explained during the past few days, for example, the meditation, these things, the Christian also can adopt a method. And also the altruism, exclude the Buddhahood or these sort of things. These are something different. But the basic altruism, love and compassion, these things are completely same. So all teachings carry the same message. So please, you see, implement these things. Then for, you see, non-believer. Now, you see, altruism is something common for everybody. So, you see, this is how to say, simple word. Everybody are human being. You see, we must be a good human being. We should not become a bad human being. You see, if we become a bad human being, then you yourself lose complete peace, as well as the other fellow men also, due to our own fault, our own, mischievous, the other people also get disturbance. So, you see, that, very unfortunate. So, we must, determined, or we must, try to become a good human being, a good member of human family. That is important. Thank you very much.
Just a moment, please. Holiness, this is Harvard, an academic situation, and not the usual Tibetan situation. However, I think since this is the University of Laughing Buddha, we may be permitted one tiny
upstairs.
Bit of... one tiny bit of Tibetan ceremony.
That one's out of
Kitchman. That William James, who is up there, a great American philosopher, I think will forgive us in his hall if we salute you in Tibetan way, with some respectfulness, in according to Tibetan custom. And I'd like to ask Nina, please, and David, and Nancy and Claude, please, to join me. It's sort of a silly way, but since these are the five people who really helped, we'd like to present this. We will reach, I hope, from one to the end, one into another. That's a good omen. And may it just be the beginning of the great Buddhist philosopher's teachings being heard at the Harvard University.
Thank you, Raj. Thank you.
Yeah.
We can't omit, excuse me, we need my five-legged animal here, please. We can't omit Jeffrey, who did such a tremendous job and made it possible for all of us to hear. Thank you. Good job. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go.